Good morning, Minister Welland.
And I heard another chime. Will you go ahead and state your name from where you're calling? Well, praise the Lord. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks this morning. We give you honor. We give you glory. Oh, Lord, we love you so much, and we thank you so much for all that you have done in our lives, for all that you are going to do. Father, and what you are doing right now, we thank and praise you, oh God, for being able to get up on this morning, this July 10th, 2014, to hear the word of God, to praise you, oh Lord, together as a family around the buffet table. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. P.K. Roberts, the entire Diaz de Leon family. Father, we thank you that I know during the time when they were seeking you for your direction, that they thanked you even for the baby steps along the way. And now, Lord, we look at where you have brought us. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are continuing to download witty ideas in Dr. Vanessa, Dr. Weatherspoon, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and the Diaz de Leon family. And as you are downloading those witty ideas, Lord, we thank you that you are giving the provision for those ideas, for those purposes that you have given them. Father, now we ask that you continue to bless them and keep them, oh Lord. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every family member who has dialed in this morning. We thank you, Lord, that they have gathered around this table and that they will be fed, and that the word that is given today falls on good ground in the mighty name of Jesus, willing hearts, listening ears, and doers of your word. Father, you know what they stand in need of. We ask that you bless them abundantly. Now, Lord, we thank and praise you for the speaker this morning who will come forth with the word of God. We thank you, Lord, that the word has already been downloaded, and, Father, that we will be listeners and hearers of the word, Lord. Father, we ask that you bless their family, that you keep them in your loving care. Now, Lord, we command the airwaves to line up with the word of God, that this call is going forth with clarity because it is saturated with your blood. It's cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Now, we give you praise, Lord. We give you honor, Lord, and we just thank you. Not just thank you, but we thank you so much for loving us, for keeping us, for guiding us, and for salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. Go out and have a blessed day. And I will now turn the call over to our host. Are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, and good morning to you, Minister Wella. Good morning, TMC family. This is LaShawn in Delaware, and I greet you all with Jesus' joy and with the warmest of kingdoms greetings. And I would like to welcome you all, especially if this is your first time on the call. We ask that you continue to call in and be blessed, and also tell a friend, a neighbor, a family member, or a coworker about this call as well. And for our family members that have been joining us time and time again, we just thank you so much for your obedience. We thank you so much for saying yes to the Master. But most of all, we just thank you for starting out your morning with us. Now, a little bit about this call. The Master's call was founded October 25th, 2010, by two victorious women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, the Ambassador of Artists International. And when God whispered to them and gave them this call to create the Master's call, he gave them a scripture reference. He asked them to get a scripture that will signify what we are doing on this call. And that scripture can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer goes before you." So Master's Call family, as you can see, we start this call off in prayer. We end this call off in prayer. And we also encourage you to continue your day in prayer, because when the prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty blessings come down. And for most of us, We start this call off at 4:50 in the morning. That's for our West Coast family. We start this call off at 5:50 in the morning for our Mountain family. We start this call off at 6:50 in the morning for our Central family. And for us on the East Coast, we have a little bit of rest, but it's at 7:50 in the morning because we encourage you to call in a little bit earlier so you can share your name and where you're calling from and fellowship with us and let us know what God is doing in your life. And also, we have a website that we encourage you to go on and peruse through because you can learn more about the speakers. You can see a lot of posts and updates and things that are going on. And it also gives you the opportunity to dine at the master's table by listening to the messages that have been archived on this call. So, yes, you have an opportunity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and any time of your life to listen to the messages from this call. Now, if you hear a message that really, really, really touched you that same day, or you want to say, hey, listen, you have to hear this and share that word, you can have a playback number, and that playback number is 712-432-1085. The access code is 957-677 pound. That is the number that you use the same exact day that you heard that word and you want to share it. But again, all of that is on our website, www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. We also invite you to email us at info@themasterscall.net. We invite you to email us to let us know what God is doing in your life, to let us know about your testimonies, your prayer requests, your praise reports, all of that. We want to know, we want to know, we want to know. So email us at info@themasterscall.net. And if God is tugging on your spirit and letting you know that it's time for you to become part of the Master's Call, again, you can use that same email to let us know what is going on. And we're just so excited because this website is just so interactive. You can leave comments on this website. You can look at the calendar and find out what's going on. It's just so many amazing things, and I'm just so super excited about it. Now, directly after this call is the Morning Motivational Call, which is hosted by a team of Platinum Presidents and Movers and Shakers and Artists International. And you may say, you know, what is an Artist International and what is a Platinum President and what does that have to do with the prayer call? Well, I am glad that you asked. This company, Artist International, is a Christian-founded, Christian-based, sold-out-to-the-Lord health and wellness company. And the founders of Artist International stand on the word. And that is the reason why this company is so blessed. That is the reason why this company has so much growth, because God is moving through this company and they put God first in all that they do. So I encourage you to go back to the person that told you about this call and say, I want to know a little bit more about Artist International and how I can change my health and possibly my zip code and my lifestyle. And they will definitely usher that information to you. But the Morning Motivational Call, all are invited. Even if you just need to pick me up for your work day, that phone number is area code 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-pound. Again, that's 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-pound. Well, I am about to move out of the way because I am ready to hear thus saith the Lord. And our speaker for this morning is Pastor Susan Hill. And Pastor Hill is married to Mr. Tony Hill, who is a mighty man of God for over 27 years. She is a mother of two adult children, an awesome mighty woman of God and valor and destiny, Tadrian, and an anointed radical woman of destiny. She flows in liquid grace. Tadrian is a mother of a remarkable, creative, and super smart over 3-year-old granddaughter, Hayden Amaya. And Hayden is her G-pop and G-nanny joy. Susan has served in various areas of ministry, pastoral care team, big students ministry for teens, children's ministry, vision keeper support, ushers and greeters, event and project planning coordinator, and more kingdom building. Tony and Susan have been an artist international going on 6 years in September 2014, and she's about to celebrate Artist International Anniversary, just like the Master's Call is about to celebrate our anniversary. And Susan looks forward to many more years with Artist and helping to make that company a billion-dollar or greater company. So without further ado, I am bringing to you Pastor Susan Hill. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Okay, good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. I hope y'all can hear me because I have my little earphones on, so I'm driving. But we just want to go before the Lord right into prayer. Father God, we thank you. We bless you, God. Oh, my God. You're so awesome. You're so great. You're such a mighty God. You're doing some great and mighty things in the lives of the people that are on this call right now, God. Oh, God, and we just bless you. We bless you, bless you, bless you. We thank you for this day. This is the day that you have created, you have made, and we will rejoice in it and be glad. Father God, I ask you to bless your word as it goes to encourage the people, to encourage them to stay where they are and stay on this assignment track, God, and not be moved by what they see or what's going on around them, God, and just stand still. And to see your salvation and to see your mighty hand work on their behalf. We thank you that the world will go crystal clear and unhindered against any demonic forces. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. And so you can hear me because I know sometimes I tend to go low and I'm driving, so I pray that all will go well and I won't lose connection or anything. The topic that God has given me to share is just stand still. Stand still. And I'm going to come from the book of Exodus, I believe it's 14 and 13. But before I go and read the scripture, I want to give a definition that I got off of, from the Webster Dictionary on stand and then still. Stand is to take up or maintain a specific position or posture. And then they have a transitive verb, which is to endure or undergo successfully, to tolerate without flinching, bear courageously, to remain firm in the face of adversity. Wow. And then there's another definition that I would like to use with still. Still is to stand tall. Well, the definition they use with stand tall is to exhibit courage, strength, or calm, especially in the face of adversity. Still is devoid of or abstaining from. And another definition, I don't remember where I got this from, but it says stand defiantly. And you know, in the book of Exodus, and I'm going to see if I could, I may not be able to read it, but guys, if y'all would go read it yourself, and it talks about the children of Israel, how when they came out of being in captivity and they were in the wilderness and they were faced at a situation where they thought they were getting ready to be killed. And so they started murmuring and complaining to Moses, Exodus 14 and verse 13. And they started murmuring and complaining, like, Moses, why did you just leave us where we were? Why did you just leave us in the wilderness? So at least we could have died, in Egypt. Why did you just leave us there? But here you have us out here in the wilderness and out in the middle of nowhere, you know, and this is not good. This is not comfortable. Why you got us out here? You should have left us where we were. But Moses didn't move by what he was hearing them say, but he just kept listening to the voice of the Lord, and he kept going forward, taking them forward to the promised land. And sometimes we're in a situation where it doesn't look good, and it looks like you're in a wilderness. It looks like you're in a hopeless situation. It looks like you were better off if you would have stayed ahead of the job instead of leaving that job going, thinking you're going to get more money at this other job, and then you find yourself in maybe a hostile environment or maybe a situation where God is he's sharpening that iron. He's that iron is sharpening that iron, you know. Maybe he's using that sandpaper to brush up some stuff off of that and get us ready because we're diamonds, and he's getting us ready for a greater call, a greater assignment. And sometimes it's not comfortable. It's not the flesh don't want to be there. We want to stay where we're comfortable, where it's comfort, and I don't have to sweat, and I don't have to do things that I don't want to do. I can just stay at being average or whatever, you know. But they pursued, and they went on into the promised land. It's going to cost us something to go to the promised land. It's going to cost us something to go to our wealthy place. There are a lot of people, and I'm one of them, I don't say it no more now, but I used to say, I want to be a platinum president. Well, you know, that's great and wonderful. A lot of people want to be a platinum president. But I think if I sat down with the platinum president that we have today, and the royal platinum, they would say it's a lot. It's a lot of stuff you go through, but they love what they do because they're passionate about that. But it's more than just beautiful and pretty and just hunky-dory, happy, but it's work behind there. And in order for us to go to the wealthy place, in order for us to go to another side of wealth, in order for us to live a better life, in order for us to do the great and wonderful things that the call and the sign that God has on our lives, it's going to cost something. It's going to cost us something. We might have to stay in the closet praying and fasting. We may have to do different things to stay before God, to get ourselves out the way so that God can be God and God can be seen in our lives. It may cost something, and it will cost something, but the anointing costs. It's going to cost you something to have that anointing. It's going to cost us something to walk in the wealthy place. But guess what, y'all? We already win. The victory is already ours. All we have to do is endure. We got to put our natural out there, and God is going to put the super on our natural. We got to do our natural part. We got to get out there and believe. You know what, God? I need some people to come my way today. And so I'm going to confess the word. I'm going to say, Father, I thank you for sending the right people to cross my pathway today for my business. Or I'm going to pray, I thank you for the right job to do the things that I need to do. I thank you for the favor that I need. Maybe I need a new car. I thank you for the favor that I need to get this new car. Maybe I need a clothes or a house. I thank you for the favor. Put your faith out there. Believe the word of God, like Dr. Vanessa said, and believe the word of God only. Believe the word of God only. When I think of that word, believe, B-E-B, that's what we got to do. We got to be what we want. I be what I want. And what I want is to live a large life, to live a large life that will change many lives, not for just me, but for the kingdom. I believe there's a lot of kingdom builders on this line. Kingdom builders, they're concerned about the kingdom, and God is concerned about me and you. But if we're concerned about the kingdom, everything that we're concerned about concerning the kingdom, God is going to bless everything that we have in our natural. He's going to cause all that favor to come to us. He's going to cause us to live, if we desire, to live a large life. But we got to do our natural, put our natural out there so that he can put his super on that natural, and we got to be what we believe. We got to be healed. You believe in God for healing? Be healed. Be healed. Don't talk sickness and death. Talk life. I speak life and life only over my body. By the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. I'm already healed. So I'll be healed. By the stripes of Jesus, I'm whatever I need. I thank you, God, there's no lack in our home. If there's lack in your home, that's not the will of God for us to have lack. God doesn't want us to struggle and to be in poverty because he sent Jesus to die on the cross, and Jesus' death on the cross was for us to be redeemed back in right standing. So we got to be what we want to see. We got to be what we want to see in the earth realm. We got to be what we want to see in our lives. We got to be what we want our children to see. God is great, and he is greatly to be praised, and he's doing great and mighty things. He wants to exploit. He wants to use us mightily for the kingdom's sake. So I just want to say today, stand still. Don't be moved by the circumstances. Don't remove all what you see with your natural eyes. Don't remove by any of that because it's just temporary. It's a deception. It's a smoke screen. It's a diversion that's trying to get you to get distracted. Everything that's popping up is not the thing that we need to do all the time. There are some things we might need to look at, but there's not all this stuff that's popping up. It's a diversion. Don't get distracted. Don't get distracted. Don't lose your focus. Stay focused and stand still to see the salvation of the Lord. Because these Egyptians that we see right now, these situations that's going on right now in our lives, they're just temporary. And they too will pass. They will pass. Stand on the word. Stay focused. Be what you want to see in your life. Be that wealthy person. And you're already in your mind, in your thought life, be it. Don't speak poverty. Speak health. Don't speak debt. If you want to be rich, speak health. Speak wealth. Speak that in your life. Speak great relationships. Speak marketing, great marketing skills. Whatever it is you want, put your natural out there and believe God. Do your part and let God put the super on that natural. And I believe that we will receive what we want from God because he's already sent Jesus to die on the cross. And Jesus has redeemed us back in right standing. We are wealthy. We are prosperous. We are healthy. We're healed. Sickness and disease that is coming up against your body, we need to be bold in our faith. We need to stand defiantly against that. And we need to tell the devil, Satan, how dare you? How dare you try to come against my body? When the word of God says that Jesus has already healed me, I am the healed. You got to stand defiantly and speak the word only over your body for your healing, for your prosperity, for your great relationship. You know, I thank God for Artist International. Artist International is an amazing company, and we are doing some amazing things. And even though I heard her when she was reading my bio, you know, I've been with Artist for 6 years. Man, sometimes I did get discouraged. Sometimes I get discouraged even now. But you know what? I know that God called me to do this. I know that God has a plan and a purpose for my life being an artist. And it may not just be because of artists or money, but it's about kingdom building. And I know my assignment. And so I want to say to you, those of you who are on the line today, you know your assignment. Maybe you came in here because your grandbaby was sick, or maybe your grandson or your husband or somebody was having some kind of health issue. Maybe you were having a health issue. Maybe you needed extra money. But if we put the kingdom of God first, God is going to bless us so, guys. He's going to bless us so, so big that it's going to blow a lot of people's minds. So I just want to encourage you, stand still. See the salvation of the Lord. Whatever you're faced with right now, it's getting ready to pass. We're going into a new season. We're going into a new place. Woo, God is doing something so great. Stand on the word. Don't be moved. Don't be moved by nothing. Don't be moved by what you speak. Stand on the word. Speak the word of God and speak the word of God only. Be what you want to see in the earth realm. And I just want to close with this song. I'm not going to sing it all because I don't even know all the words. But I love it. It just marinates in my spirit. It says, what do you do when you've done all you can manage? Seems like it's never enough. You just stand. You just stand. You just stand. Watch the Lord see you through. After you've done all you can, you just stand. Back to you, my sister.
Wow, wow, wow. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Amen. Praise God for such a mighty word, an encouraging word. We're going to invite you back, Pastor Susan, to give our closing benediction after we come before prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord, because you have given us another opportunity to not only assemble telecommunication sanctuary, but to have the opportunity to be blessed by your word, Lord. We just thank you so much for the vessel that gave us the word. Pastor Susan, we ask that you continue to lift and anoint her, continue to bless those who are around her, her family members, and those that she represents, oh God. Protect her, Lord, and refill her as she has given so much this morning. And, oh God, while we're at it, we ask that you continue to heal her body as she speaks life over her temple. Father, we just thank you for each and every family member represented on this line. We ask that you just touch us all individually and collectively, oh God. Continue to bless us because you know what we stand in need of, God. You know our prayer requests. You know all those things that we stand in need of. So I'm asking right now in the name of Jesus that is already done. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, because you just continuously rain your mercy and your grace and your favor over us, Lord. We thank you for that anointing that is on our lives. That's that extra touch. That's that cherry on top of the blessings that you just continue to give to us, oh God, even when we don't deserve it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you please forgive us for anything we may have said, anything we may have done, anything we may have thought about, anything that we just didn't ask forgiveness for in the past. We ask that you forgive us right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we ask that when we go out in the marketplace that people see you, oh God, that people see the blessing through you, Lord, that people will know that we are Christians, not because we say so, not because we wear a cross, not because our shirt says that we're kingdom builders, but because of our attitudes and behaviors and how we treat other people. Lord, remind us to treat our brothers and sisters with Jesus' joy. Remind us that even though we may be going through things and things may be meek, we ask you, Lord, that you just continue to remind us that you are God and God all by yourself, and no matter what, we are going to praise you in the middle of it. So, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you for all of those who are on the line that's being healed as we speak, Lord. We thank you all for all those who have financial breakthroughs that's happening right now as we speak. Father, we thank you right now for all of those who are experiencing children that's trying to go left and we're trying to keep them right, oh God. We thank you right now for all of the streets that are experiencing violence that is going to have a breakthrough and a turnaround. We thank you, Lord, right now for all of the things that we stand in need of, because we know, God, that you will and you can turn it around. So it is in Jesus' name that we thank you. It is in Jesus' name that we praise you. And it is in Jesus' name that we give you all of the honor and all of the glory. In Jesus' precious name, we pray to you. All of the saints are saying amen, amen, and amen. Well, Master's Call family, this is the time of the call where I invite you to go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace and to greet your brother and sister with Jesus' joy. I also would like to ask you to share the replay number 712-432-1085. Access code is 957-677-pound. And don't forget to go to our website, www.themasterscall.com. .net. If you're going to go on an MMC call directly after this and you missed that phone number, the number is area code 530-881-1300 and the access code is 539-598-POUND. I want to thank you, Minister Willa, for greeting and seating God's children this morning. And I also want to say thank you so much to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts for your yes to this call. And I want to thank each and every one of you that's on the line right now under the sound of my voice for saying yes to the Master and calling this morning, because this call is all about God. And I also want to thank you, Pastor Susan, for such a dynamic message, for being so obedient to the Word of God. I am now bringing you back on for our closing benediction. You all have a wonderful and fulfilled, blessed day. Pastor Susan?
Amen, you- amen, amen. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Love you with the love of the Lord.
Thank you so much. And I want to also add, if you would, brothers and sisters, read, I didn't say the 14th verse, but also read the 14th verse because it's very, very good. Father God, we thank you for these awesome, amazing, dynamic, mighty men and anointed and awesome women of God that's on this line right now, God. I know that you put us together, God, for such a time as this. You're doing great and mighty, wonderful works in our lives, God. And make us one. Help us to come together like never, ever before for the things that you're going to do through our lives and in our lives and the lives that you're going to touch, God, who are behind us, people who are behind us, trying to see Jesus, trying to get better health, trying to get wealth.
God, if we get ourselves out of the way and just line up with you, God, you're going to do something so great, it's going to blow all of our socks. We're going to go to a whole nother level that we've ever, never, ever, ever, ever experienced in our life. So, God, we ask that this word would just marinate and just stay with them today, God, and forever, God, that we'll just walk in your love. We'll embrace your grace. We'll walk in your love. It's none of us, and it's only you, Jesus. And I thank you, God, in Jesus' name, that they're victorious. Today is their victorious day from today and forever, God. They will be victorious in everything. We will all be victorious in everything that we do. Amen, amen. Thank you so much, my sister.